Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored.
Hey.
Okay. Now that I got that out of my system, have you ever wanted to give someone something, some object, person, place, thing, noun? Okay. Yeah, we'll go with noun. Credit? Or acknowledgement, or props, or some kind of gratitude, shine, some kind of shine. It's like, you know, I know that you're doing a great job. I see what's going on. Something to that nature. You're ready to give the person props for doing an outstanding, excellent job. Or not even doing an outstanding, excellent job. How about they are changing what you initially thought? Maybe at first they wasn't doing things or doing anything what they were supposed to be doing. Just a little cray, too cray cray, a little too cray cray, too cray cray. But now all of a sudden things are starting to smooth out. Things are starting to be different. It's like, wow, did the light bulb finally come on? And this person, thing, object, or noun finally gets it. Finally get what everyone else was feeling, everyone else was saying, everyone else was thinking. And I know, not supposed to care what other people think. And I'm supposed to disagree with that? No, not happening. Because I completely agree. But this is not that. These are two different arguments. Two different subjects. We're talking about giving somebody props, giving somebody credit, pat on the back. Hey, job well done. That's for morale, right? Morale. Increase morale or something else, but we're going to stay with morale right now. Yeah, so it's one thing to not care what people think or not care what anyone think. Yeah, good, great. And there's another thing for actually being acknowledged for doing a good, great, outstanding job. Of course, we can care less, couldn't care less. But at the same time, if you're not being acknowledged for what you're doing or for your greatness, maybe you need to go somewhere else and be appreciated. Go somewhere else. Be appreciated. And still, you don't have to care what they think. But at the same time, how much your value, how much you are worth to said person. Or said thing, or said object, or said noun. Don't get confused. Noun. N-O-U-N. That's how you spell noun, right? I get it right? That's good? Noun. Okay. Go ahead and say it. Congratulations. Or what job well done. You are doing a good job. You're doing a good job. See, I know it's difficult to say. I know it's hard to say because it is hard for me to say it properly. It's hard for me to get it out there. It's definitely something that I've been working on. It is definitely something that I'm currently working on, and it's definitely something that I will be working on. So I think I got the past, present, and future covered. It's covered. So there's, I don't know how to say this, but I think I'll just go ahead and say it and find the words to say it. And no, I'm not taking you down the long and twisted road of telling you that I have a story to tell. Notorious B.I.G. Don't have that. Don't have a story to tell. No, I sure don't. Nope, no story. And this is not something where I make a fool of myself. Oh, no, 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 no. This is not something where I am trying to become a mouth breather. Because right now, I'm still trying to think about that. And I'm still trying to decide on what I'm going to do moving forward. So this has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with the rain checks. Because I think I cashed most of them. How are we looking on those rain checks? There's one more? One more? Yeah, sometime. Not today. Not now. Nope. Not now. So yeah, not a rain check. Not a rain check. Not a rain check. No rain check. Or not today. No troubles, not today. I'm all about, how can I say this? It's so difficult, and every time I think about it, it makes my mind go blank, blank. There are thoughts and the words and things that I want to say and express and get across. But every time I think about what I have to do, everything just disappears. And then it goes back to, what am I supposed to do? I know what I'm supposed to do. Oh, wait, okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to do that. Got to do it, got to do it, got to do it, about to do it, about to do it, about to do it. Nope, what happened? Went away. Maybe I should write it down, but that's not what we do here. We don't write stuff down. No note-taking. No note-taking. None. Yeah, so that's definitely something that I have to do. And I think I remember what I have to do now. And it's something that I started to do. And it's something that I've been in the process of doing. But I think now I'm at the point where I may have to do a 180. 180, not 360. That's another thing. You know what I'm talking about with the 360. 360. 360 is turning around and going back where you started from. Like you never left. 360. Hey, I just made a complete circle and I'm back where I started from. 180. I'm going the opposite direction. 180, not 360, 180. So I think I'm going to do a complete 180 on this one. Everything that I thought I wanted to do, everything that I was planning for, gaming for, and ready to do, all of a sudden, it just changed within a matter of hours. Everything changed. The game changed. Everything changed. I can't believe that I was going to come and pour my heart out and come and just change up the flow, change up everything. And then just in a matter of hours, all that changed and everything that I was intending to do, everything that I was planning to do, not going to do it anymore. Not doing it anymore. Trusting that gut feeling, trusting that intuition. Ooh, that's a bad thing. Don't do that. Use your mind. Do some reasoning. And what is it? Rationale? Yeah, that. And some other big words. Big words. Quote. I'm doing air quotes right now. You can't see it, but I have both arms in the air and my two fingers that I use for deuces, that's going up and down. So I definitely have the air quotes going on right now, air quotes.
That just happened, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again. Yep, it's going to happen again very, very soon. Everything that I was planning to do, everything that I wanted to do, everything that I was going to say or wanted to say, because it was the right thing to do. It wasn't what I wanted to say because it's something that I believe in, per se. But it was definitely the right thing to do. It was definitely something that you have to do when it comes to doing the right thing. And I can't tell you to do the right thing. I can't tell you to be that person. If I'm not gonna do it, if I'm not gonna be the same way, how can I tell you to do something? What would that make me? Not a nice guy. Not a nice guy. Not a nice person. Not a nice human being. Yes, I'm still a human. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. True, true, true. So I had this intuition. I had this gut feeling that I'm gonna do this. But doing the right thing is completely different from that. And just in a couple of hours, my gut feeling, that intuition proven to be correct. Once again, I was right. And I was willing to say I was wrong. Willing to say that, you know, I'm going to revisit that. I'm going to think about that again. I'm going to go back and I'm going to reflect. And I'm going to sit down, play some soft, mellow music, turn out the lights, close the doors, turn the air on, and just think about what I've done. Think about the mistakes I made. Think about how I'm going to write and remember this apology. Then a few hours passed by and I realized, you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I think I'm owed an apology. Too soon Keep going. I'm owed an apology.
Well, why? You apology? Why?
And while I get that apology, I do owe one object, person, place, thing, noun, an apology. I owe my intuition an apology, I guess, because, hey, one day I'm going to believe in you. One day. But apparently that's not today. Or it wasn't. And maybe it's not the future either. Or either. The thing is, I was prepared. I was ready to do the right thing because it was assumed to be doing the right thing. But it wasn't necessarily the thing that I wanted to do. Because what I wanted to do still holds true. Still is proven correctly or proven correct and it's right. But I was willing to, you know, just throw that away, sacrifice that because I'm going to do what's the right thing to do. And see, just when I was about to go ahead and go and release everything, it went blank again. This is a vicious cycle. Vicious, vicious cycle. But seriously, I was ready to admit everything. I was ready to admit all my wrongness, all my misconceptions, all of my lack of knowledge on international football. And then, you know what happened? International football went out and did me a huge favor. It went out and did me a solid. You know what it did me? Oh, you know what it did for me? It let me know that, you know, what you saying, it was right. It was right. How does England lose? How does Spain lose? Okay, how does Argentina lose? They have better players than the other countries that they played, right? But yet they didn't win, but and yet they still found a way to lose. And what I've been saying, every country does not have great players. But I know what you're saying. You're saying, but it doesn't this go against what you were saying? Doesn't this go against what you meant by, oh, you know what? Only the top flight football teams have the great players. So those teams should meet up and play each other. And there's smaller countries with only a few shouldn't. Actually, no, genius. What I had said was that I can only watch the top flight play against the other top flight because that's more entertaining to me. That's more worthwhile, worth watching. Yeah, I know. How about you write down my address and get my phone number and you can personally call me and personally come and visit me and tell me how you feel about your distress and make sure that you bring all your friends and all your buddies and partners that's about their life too, because I'm pretty sure they are ready to hear my opinions and ready to apologize. So yeah, that's also in the works. Good stuff, right? Good stuff. Well, the thing is, when the smaller teams play against the other smaller teams play, where's the fun in that? Where's the interest in that? Sure, they made it, but wasn't it the luck of the draw of who they got to face? Doesn't certain matchups make matches? Some countries may match up better against other countries just because of style of play, right? So is these tournaments really determining who's the best or who had the best path of going through? So if you can seriously convince me that it's not about the matchups and it's actually about the teams, you have an apology. And then I'll wait a few seconds for your apology. And then we'll both apologize. And then we both will go about our day. Meanwhile, that's the reason why I can't watch international football. It's not that it's unpredictable. It's that it's about the matchups. It's about the style of play. It's about the... What else excuse can I use? That one? I think I used that one. Okay, we're going to stop with style of play. Use all the other excuses. Use the other excuses up. I'm just waiting on my... personal apology. I gladly accept everyone's apology, and we can even exchange apologies too if that's something that you're into or that's something that you like. Hey, no judge zone. Extra, extra. Don't forget to continue to vote. And there are a few. Yeah, there are a few teams that's pulling away and pulling off. So it's getting to the point where some of the jokey joke squads and clubs are fizzling out. So if you wish or want to continue to have me possibly root for a bad club, you might want to make more profiles and make more usernames so you can vote multiple times. Mm-hmm. Yes, you still can do that. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show and it's its own show and I gotta go. And yes, I rhymed. I know. Out.